An essential part of learning how to relax involves learning to pay close attention to the feelings of tension and relaxation in your body. Learning relaxation skills is like learning any other kind of skill, such as swimming, golfing, or riding a bike. In order to get better at relaxing, you will have to practice doing it just as you have to practice other skills, especially in the beginning of learning the new skill. And similar to other learned skills, after some time, you will be able to achieve relaxation with minimal effort. I will not be doing anything to you. You will simply be learning a technique. Progressive muscle relaxation, also known as PMR, is one such technique, and it consists of learning to tense and relax various muscle groups throughout the body. In this technique, it is important to tense muscles first in order to ultimately produce relaxation. It is important to learn to recognize muscle tension so that you will notice it in your daily activities and respond by relaxing. The initial production of tension gives momentum so that when you release the tension, deep relaxation is the result. When you are asked to tense the different muscles, it is important that you not hold the tension for longer than 7 seconds. In addition, if at any time the tension produces pain or cramping, just go ahead and release the tension all at once, regardless of how long you held the tension. Everyone is always at some level of tension during their waking hours. The goal of progressive muscle relaxation is to help you learn to reduce muscle tension in your body far below your everyday tension level at any time you wish to do so. For example, at times of stress, or even when you don't feel like anything particularly stressful is going on, but notice increased muscle tension in your body. Or when you feel you just want to feel more relaxed than you currently are. Relaxation can become a skill that you can carry around and use in any troublesome situation or to use when you just need a break. Ultimately, it should be an effective tool for decreasing pain, muscle tension, stress, and feelings of anxiety. It can also be a tool for increasing pleasant physical and emotional sensations. When practicing this and other relaxation exercises, it will be important to do them in a room free from distractions such as other people, loud noises, telephones, and TVs. It is also typically best to do the progressive muscle relaxation in a seated position on a comfortable chair or other piece of furniture. We will begin by doing a simple breathing exercise and then go on to learning to tense and relax 7 muscle groups in the body. As your skill in relaxing develops, we will go on to combine some of these muscle groups. Okay, what I'd like you to do now is to make sure that you are in a comfortable chair. Make any adjustments that you need to in order to get as comfortable as you can be right now. In general, you'll want to keep your legs uncrossed, your hands resting gently either on your lap or beside you, and your spine straight, using the chair for support. Just close your eyes and let them remain closed during this time. Now I'd like you to rate your tension level on a scale from 0 to 100, where 0 equals no tension and 100 equals maximum tension, or the most tension that you can imagine. And just make a mental note of this tension rating. Now begin relaxing by just closing your eyes and begin to notice your breathing. Observe the body as it automatically breathes in and out, noticing how the stomach and rib cage gently rise and fall. Each breath out is followed by feelings and sensations of the exhalation that include some release of tension. Just letting the breath come and go naturally without slowing it down or speeding it up. Be aware as you breathe in that your breath brings you nourishment and contact from the outside, and that as you breathe out, this cleanses your body of anything that it doesn't need and washes away all the tension as well. You may find that your mind wanders to other things such as thoughts, feelings, routine sounds of your environment as you are learning breathing and relaxation, and that's okay. When that happens, just gently return your attention to the rhythm of the breath again. The breath is always there, strong and flowing, nourishing you beyond all distractions. And just continue to breathe in through the nose and breathe out through the mouth. Try to make the breath out take a little longer than the breath in. Good. In through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. And now just continue to breathe normally. Now, let's start the relaxation exercise by having you focus all your attention on the muscles of your right hand and arm. I'd like you to tense these muscles by having your arm supported on the arm of the chair, and while bending the arm at the elbow, make a fist and press the elbow down now. Feel the muscles pull. Notice what it's like to feel tension in these muscles as they remain hard and tight. Okay, now just let the muscles go and release the tension all at once. Noticing the difference between tension and relaxation. Focusing on the feelings in this muscle group as it becomes more and more relaxed. Notice any feelings that come into those muscles as you release the tension, such as feelings of warmth, heaviness, just allowing the muscles to become smooth and relaxed. Smooth and relaxed. Okay, again, I'd like you to tense the muscles in the right hand and lower arm now. Hold that tension, studying how the tension feels as you hold it in these muscles. Hold it. And now release all the tension all at once. Completely relax the muscles, letting the tension just dissolve away. And noticing how you can feel even more comfortable as you let the tension go. Comfortable and relaxed, free from tension, more and more relaxed. All right, fine. Just allow these muscles to go right on relaxing while you shift all of your attention to the next muscle group, the muscles of your left hand and arm. I'd like you to tense these muscles by having your arm supported on the arm of the chair, and while bending the arm at the elbow, make a fist and press the elbow down now. Feel the muscles pull. Notice what it's like to feel tension in these muscles as they remain hard and tight. Hold it. Okay, now just let those muscles go and release the tension all at once. Noticing the difference between tension and relaxation. Focusing on the feelings in this muscle group as it becomes more and more relaxed. Notice any feelings that come into those muscles as you release the tension, such as feelings of warmth and heaviness. Just allowing the muscles to become smooth and relaxed. Smooth and relaxed. Okay, again, I'd like you to tense the muscles in the left hand and lower arm now and hold that tension. Study how the tension feels as you hold it in those muscles. And now release all the tension all at once and completely relax the muscles, letting the tension just dissolve away and noticing how you can feel even more comfortable as you let the tension go. Letting all the tension go. More and more relaxed. And now, I'd like you to focus your attention on the muscles of your face and head. Tighten the muscles of your forehead by wrinkling your forehead as tight as you can. Hold it. And now relax those muscles all at once, letting the muscles smooth out. Imagine your forehead and scalp becoming smooth and at rest. And again, wrinkle the muscles in your forehead. Hold that tension there, noticing what it feels like. Hold it. And then relax the muscles, allowing the brow to become smooth again. Imagine what the muscles look like now, smooth and relaxed. And now close your eyes, squint them tight. Look for the tension as you keep your eyes tightly squinted. And now relax your eyes. Let them remain closed gently and comfortably. And again, close your eyes, squint them tight, holding the tension, tightly squeezing, and now relax your eyes completely, letting go all of the tension, letting your eyes remain closed gently and comfortably. Comfortably relaxed. Now, I want you to move your attention to the muscles of your jaw. Tighten those muscles by gently biting down, noticing the tension throughout the jaw muscles. Hold it. And now relax those muscles, letting the tension drain away from that area. When the jaw is relaxed, your lips will be slightly parted. Let yourself really appreciate the contrast between tension and relaxation in this part of your body. And again, tighten the muscles in your jaw, gently bite down, hold it for a moment, noticing what that feels like. And now release the tension, allowing the muscles to become smooth and relaxed, and your lips to part slightly. And continue relaxing for a moment and notice the difference between tension and relaxation in your jaw. Okay, now I want you to move your attention to the muscles around your lips and mouth. Tighten those muscles by pursing your lips into an O shape and hold the tension there. Hold it. And now relax your lips, allowing the tension to leave the muscles in your lips and mouth. And now repeat again, tightening the muscles around your lips and mouth, pursing your lips into an O shape, holding the tension, noticing it, and now relaxing your lips, allowing all the tension to leave the muscles in your lips and mouth. Noticing the contrast, the comfortable relaxation. Now just continue relaxing deeper and deeper. Notice the feelings of looseness and relaxation in all of your facial muscles, including your forehead, cheeks, and jaws. Now, move your attention to the muscles in your neck. Tighten the muscles in your neck by pulling your chin downward towards your chest, and at the same time, try to prevent it from actually touching the chest now. You may notice a little bit of trembling in these muscles as you tense them. And now relax those muscles all at once, completely allowing them to release any tension there. More and more relaxed. And now, again, tighten the muscles in your neck. Pull your chin down towards your chest, while at the same time, prevent it from actually touching the chest. Hold that tension, notice it, and now relax those muscles all at once, releasing any and all tension there, noticing the relaxation, comfortably at ease. Good. We'll now move to the muscles of the chest, the shoulders, upper back, and abdomen. We're going to combine quite a few muscles here, and I'll ask you to tense these muscles by taking a deep breath, holding it, and at the same time, time pulling the shoulder blades together. That is, pull the shoulder blades back and try to make the shoulder blades touch. Okay, here we go. Take a deep breath in, pull your shoulders back. Notice the tension in your chest, shoulders, and upper back. Hold that tension for a moment. And now exhale. Let your chest become loose. Let the air hiss out, letting all that tension go and breathing normally. And just take a couple moments to notice your slow and regular breathing as you continue relaxing and releasing, letting your breath come freely and gently. Good. Okay, and again, take a deep breath in, hold it, pull those shoulder blades together, try to make them touch, notice it, notice that tension, and now relax completely. Exhale, let your chest become loose, the air hisses out along with all the tension, and then just breathing normally now. Noticing the difference between tension and relaxation. Comfortably relax now. Move your attention now to the muscles in your right leg. Tighten the muscles in your upper and lower leg by lifting your leg just slightly off the chair while pointing your toes toward the ceiling and turning the foot inward. Hold the tension, noticing what it feels like to have tension in your right leg, and now just relax, letting the tension go, noticing the difference between tension and relaxation in the muscles of your right leg. Imagine the tension leaving your upper leg, flowing down through your lower leg, and out through your feet, and onto the floor below. Now again, tighten the muscles of your right leg, lift your leg off the chair, point your toes toward the ceiling, turn the foot inward, hold it, notice it, and now relax completely, letting that tension go, replaced by relaxation, comfortable relaxation in your right leg. Now move your attention to the muscles in your left leg. Tighten the muscles in your upper and lower leg by lifting your leg just slightly off the chair. Point your toes towards the ceiling. Turn the foot inward. Hold that tension. Notice it. Notice it. And now just relax, letting the tension go. Noticing the difference between tension and relaxation in the muscles of your left leg. Imagine the tension leaving your upper leg, flowing down through your lower leg, out through your feet, and onto the floor. And now again, tighten the muscles in your left leg, lifting your leg off the chair, point your toes towards the ceiling, turn the foot in, hold it, really notice it, and now let it all go. Completely relaxed all at once, all the tension rushing out from your upper leg, through your lower leg, out through your foot, and into the floor below. Comfortably and totally relaxed now. We've relaxed the muscles of the legs and feet. And just allow these muscles in your feet, ankles, calves, shins, knees, and thighs to become even more deeply and comfortably relaxed. And now move your attention back to your breathing. And after noticing your slow and regular breathing for a couple of inhalations and exhalations, take a slow breath in through your nose, and then let a long breath out through your mouth. Good. Okay, now just give your entire body a chance to relax. Feel the comfort and heaviness throughout your body as your relaxation deepens. We've relaxed some muscles in your arms and hands. Just notice how the feelings of relaxation spread into those areas to allow them to relax even more deeply. We've relaxed some muscles in your face and head. Go on allowing them to remain deeply relaxed and feel the relaxation spreading through your neck, pure relaxation, deeper and deeper. We've relaxed the muscles of your chest, shoulders, upper back and abdomen. Allow these muscles to become even more deeply relaxed. Let go more and more. And we've relaxed the muscles of your legs and feet, and just allow these muscles now to remain deeply and comfortably relaxed, and feel the heaviness or other pleasant sensations in your lower body as the relaxation deepens. Now what I'd like to do is to have you go back through each of the muscle groups that we have relaxed and to notice if there is any tension remaining there. I'll give you a minute of silence now so that you can scan your body, and if you notice any muscle groups that are still holding on to some tension, then go ahead and repeat the tensing and relaxing process we did together for that body part. You can start your body scan now. Okay, that's good. Now I'm going to give you a minute to enjoy this sensation of relaxation, and I'd just like you to notice what it feels like to be deeply and comfortably relaxed. Noticing the relaxation throughout your body. Comfortable and at ease. And if you notice that your mind is wandering off, just gently bring your attention back to your breath. Breath is always there, calming and consistent. And allow yourself to experience whatever pleasant sensations of relaxation you may be having right now. It's your time to enjoy feeling a quietness, a calmness in your mind and in your body. Okay, I am now going to count backwards from 4 to 1. On the count of 4, I'd like you to begin moving your feet and legs. On the count of 3, moving your arms and back. On the count of 2, carefully moving your head and neck a bit. And on the count of 1, you may open your eyes when you are ready, feeling quite calm and relaxed, very pleasantly relaxed, just as if you have had a brief nap. 4. Three, two, and one. Good. Before we end this exercise, I'd like you to again rate your current tension level on a scale from 0 to 100, where 0 equals no tension and 100 equals maximum tension. Notice how this current rating is similar to or different than your rating at the start of the exercise. And this marks the end of the progressive muscle relaxation exercise.